It's time now for high school basketball here on 96.9 The Pulse. Tonight's action can be streamed online at mscsports.net or on our mobile app. Download the free MSC Radio app on the Google Play or Apple Store. Now, let's head courtside for today's play-by-play coverage.
And a good afternoon and evening. Good to see you, Steve. Wade Gerstner with you, broadcasting live from the Sports Arena in Hutchinson here on 96.9 The Pulse and on the Silver Lake Channel. As tonight it is the Silver Lake Eagle boys. They are the number 5 seed, 21-6, winners of 6 in a row, taking on the number 1 seed, Wichita Collegiate Spartans, who are 25-1. They started the year 18-0. They won 7 in a row. Their lone loss was to Cape and Mount Carmel, the defending state champion, who's undefeated in Class 5A. So glad you could tune in tonight on the Silver Lake Channel and also on 96.9 The Pulse. We're going to trying to sync up the Silver Lake Channel and also the radio. There we go. We welcome everybody to join us here on the Silver Lake Channel as well. As I was saying, it's Wichita Collegiate versus Silver Lake. Silver Lake boys 21-6, winners of 6 in a row in the state semis for the second straight year against Wichita Collegiate. The Spartans 25-1. They've won 7 in a row after starting the year 18-0. Number one team in the state, number one seed, and the only team they lost to was the number one team in 5A, who has a long winning streak and is defending 5A champion, Cape and Mount Carmel, 79-55 on February 16th. Wichita Collegiate can score a ton of points. We'll tell you more about that coming up in a little bit. It's Silver Lake and Wichita Collegiate. We'll be back in 2.5 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse. And for those on the Silver Lake Channel, enjoy the highlights from the boys' win over Holcomb in the first round of state. Back in 2.5 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at giantcom.net.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit nextgenbeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today, because your future deserves a legacy.
Stockgrower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stockgrower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And along with studio engineer Megan Certain, Wade Gerstner, Liam Gerstner, Haven Krentz with you from the Sports Arena Hutchinson site of the 3A and Class 4A semifinals, third place games, and championship games. It's the first of two 3A state semifinals, Silver Lake versus Wichita Collegiate, coming up after this one at 8 o'clock. It's Heston, the defending champion, who's won the title for the last 5 years, against Burlington. Silver Lake has their hands full tonight. They are taking on the number one team in the state, Wichita Collegiate. They are averaging 80 points per game, giving up just 46. They're outscoring Appalachian by 33 points per game. Andale's the only team that stayed within single digits. And, of course, Cape and Mount Carmel, number one team, undefeated in 5A, beat Collegiate on February the 16th, 79-55. That was number one in 5A over number one in 3A. Wichita Collegiate, they have 10 games where they've made 10 or more threes. They have three players that have scored 30 or more this year, including A.J. Batiste, who has had four games of 30 or more, including 41 in the first-round win at State against Wellsville on Tuesday. 106-60 was that final, as Wichita Collegiate scored over 100 points three times this year, and 12 times in 26 games they scored 80 or more. And they don't have just Batiste. They have Sebastian Hines-Turner, who has over 1,000 career points, as does Batiste. Hines-Turner has scored 30 or more in two games. And Kamari Jennings, not to be outdone, a 5'9 junior who's made over 63s this year, he has had two games where he scored 30 or more. So we know Dane Johnson in his career has eight games over 30-plus, four this year. Now imagine if Silver Lake had three guys that did that. That's what Collegiate has, and that is pretty scary. Sebastian Hines-Turner averages 19 a game, A.J. Batiste 20 a game, Kamari Jennings 16. Between those three players, they average 55 points a game, just those three alone. They press, they pressure. Collegiate forcing Wellsville into 29 turnovers, getting 36 points off those turnovers. Blew out Wellsville on Tuesday, 106-60. Batiste with 41 points, 17-24 from the floor. They beat Kingman and Substate, 106-53. Smoky Valley, 76-43. And Neodiche, 70-41. So it's been a while since they've had a close, hard-fought game. And that's what Silver Lake wants to make this be. They want to make it a grinder. They want to muddy it up a little bit, because you don't want to get in a track meet against Wichita Collegiate. And we'll tell you more about the Eagles after this 2.5-minute timeout on 96.9 The Pulse and the Silver Lake Channel.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today, because your future deserves a legacy.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel right at home, right at home.
Attention cattle producers, ready to put more performance in your pasture? The Rinkus Cattle Company 2026 Private Treaty Bull Sale is on now. Call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. These bulls are built for calving ease, growth, and the kind of durability that works in the real world. You want genetics that adds pounds and profit? It's time to take a look. Visit the bulls online at rinkuscattle.com, then call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. The Rinkus Cattle Company Private Treaty Bull Sale. Powerful bulls, proven genetics, and ready to work for you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Hutchinson. It's Silver Lake, the number 5 seed, 21-6. Finished 9-1 in the Big East League. 10th state tournament appearance for Silver Lake boys basketball. Made it to state 69, 70, 80, 81, 82, 92, 2013, 17, and then last year they finished third. This year they're in the state semifinals for the second straight year. Won it all back in 1981, fourth in 70 and 13, third last year in 1982. Sixth time they made it to the state semifinals, all-time record at state at 10-10. Their losses to good teams, state qualifier Rossville in 2A, state qualifier Heston in 3A, state qualifier Rock Creek in 4A, and then losses to sub-state finalists Hiawatha and Hayden, and another loss to a 4A school, Payola. Shannon Krueger, head coach in his third year, record of 56-20, second stint as the head coach at Silver Lake, assisted by Brock LaRue and Lauren Ziegler. Silver Lake averages 65 points a game, giving up just 51. They beat Perry LeCompton in the sub-state final to qualify for state on Friday, 66-34. Grady Bergman, 17 points, 15 rebounds, 20 points for Dane Johnson, and Tuesday knocking off Holcomb in a grinder, 47-37, first round of state. In Salina, Silver Lake led 38-26. Holcomb came back to cut it to 3, 38-35. But Silver Lake ended the game on a 9-2 run. Dane Johnson, 16. Grady Bergman with 10. Drew Womack, a big game with 8 points off the bench. A couple 3-point plays. Silver Lake won despite shooting just over 30-some percent. No field goals, final 4:45. Made just 1-3, but they still won by 10. Their defense is fantastic. Holcomb shot just 27%. And Silver Lake's defense got to be really good tonight. And they got to handle full court pressure, which gave them a little bit of a problem late in that game in the fourth quarter against Holcomb, because they're going to see the most athletic team they've seen all year long. And Silver Lake's going to pull off the upset tonight, ladies and gentlemen. To be quite frank, they're going to have to play their best game of the year. And maybe even then some. That's how good this collegiate team is. Time for the Mammoth Sports Construction starting lineups. Camden Krueger, a 6'3 junior guard forward for Silver Lake, averaging 9 points, 3 rebounds. He's hit 47 threes. Dane Johnson, 6'3 senior forward, all-leaguer, all-stater. Just 4 of 16 for the floor against Holcomb. But he hit clutch free throws down the stretch, averaging 24.5 points, 7.5 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals. Leads the team 56% from the floor. Hunter Rutz, a 5'9 junior point guard. He's made 22 threes, averaging 6 points, 3.5 rebounds. He's a 5'9 junior. Grady Bergman, 6'3 senior forward, averaging 6.7 points, 5.5 rebounds. As we mentioned, a huge double-double in the sub-state final, 17 points, 15 rebounds against Perry LeCompton. And Joel Miller rounds out the Eagles starting 5'6" senior guard, averaging 6 points, 2 rebounds. He's made 35 threes on the year. So it's Joel Miller, Grady Bergman, Hunter Rooks, Dane Johnson, Kim McCruger, the starting 5 for your Silver Lake Eagles, as we are glad to bring it to you here tonight from Hutch on the Silver Lake Channel. Wichita Collegiate last year went 16-6, 7-3 in their league. This year, 25-1, undefeated in their league. Last year, lost in the sub-state semis to Haven. Nate Schmidt, the head coach in his first year, record of 25-1. He was the head coach at Lakin last year, and guess who beat Lakin? His last game as head coach at Lakin for Nate Schmidt was against Silver Lake in the first round of the state tournament here in Hutch. Silver Lake upset Lakin, and they like to do the same to Coach Schmidt in Wichita Collegiate here tonight. Assistant coaches Ron Watson, Taylor Lovelady, C.J. Dennings, and Bobby Wesley. Wichita Collegiate won 6 state championships in 93, 96, 07, 09, 2010, 2016. It's their 18th state tournament appearance. Their starting lineup, Mason Bond, is a 5'11 junior, averaging 2.5 points, 2 rebounds. Sebastian Hines Turner, a 6'5 senior, averaging 19 points, 7.5 rebounds, and 5 assists, along 4 steals. Kamari Jennings, 5'9 junior guard, he's averaging 16 points, 4 rebounds, 2.5 assists, 2 steals. A.J. Batiste is a beast, 6'3 senior, averaging 20 points and 5 rebounds. And Chad Issa, 6'4 senior, averaging 6 points, 4 rebounds, rounds out the starting 5. He's shooting 68% from the floor this year. So, we are about ready to go. The tip is controlled by Wichita Collegiate. They're in the white with the gold numerals in the blue Spartans spelled out on the front of their jerseys. And Silver Lake in a zone to start off this ball game. A three-pointer is up and away, and it is short, put up there by Hines Turner, rebounded by Collegiate. Here's a three on the way by Bond. It's up, halfway down and out, rebounded by Grady Bergman. Silver Lake in the road maroon uniforms, gold numerals and lettering, trimmed in gold along the sides of the jerseys and the shorts. Dane Johnson being guarded by Sebastian Hines Turner at 6'5 versus 6'3. This will be the most athletic team Silver Lake will see this year. Here's Camden Krueger probing. Right side of the lane, looking for a cutter, nothing doing. Flips it to Joel Miller. Back to Camden Krueger. A college three. Back iron, no. Rebound, Hunter Rooks flips it out to Dane Johnson. Nice offensive rebound to start things for Silver Lake. Dane Johnson a little bit out of control. Tries to save it, throws it into the backcourt. Krueger tries to save it, doesn't, which leads to a pass ahead for Collegiate. Ends up being a turnover as Krueger's trying to avoid the over and back. Here's a three from way downtown. Turner splashes it. Turner is a threat from anywhere on the floor, and it's 3-0. Here's that full court pressure. This pass tipped out of bounds by Bond. That's the thing. When Wichita Collegiate makes a basket, they're going to immediately, I mean immediately, press. They're very aggressive. They're long. They're athletic. They're quick. And you have to handle that pressure if you're going to knock them off. Silver Lake averaging just 10 turnovers a game this year. And now bringing up one-on-one, this is Jennings guarding Hunter Rooks. 3-0 Wichita Collegiate early going. It's so imperative that Silver Lake gets off to a good start here tonight against the heavily favored Spartans. Dane Johnson one-on-one against Hines Turner. Rooks kicks in the corner. This is Bergman back to Johnson. And Hines Turner with his length is in the grill of Dane Johnson. Now Camden Kruger between the circles. Top of the key. Now he brings it back out to the right elbow. Flips it over left corner. Baseline drive by Bergman. Pump fake. Leans in. Bergman counted and a foul. Grady Bergman puts Silver Lake on the board. 3-2. Fouls on A.J. Batiste. That's his first, and that would help Silver Lake's cause. They get him in foul trouble. Bergman's really come on here as of late. One of the seniors on his team. Free throw on the way, and Grady buries it. And the Eagles have tied the game at 3. You definitely don't want to get in a track meet. You don't want to get this game into the 70s or 80s if you're Silver Lake. If you can keep it in the 40s and 50s, that'd be ideal. Here's a 3 up and away and nailed by Kamari Jennings. And Collegiate, they see in a zone. I think Silver Lake doesn't want to go man-to-man as this pass by Johnson tipped and almost stolen far sideline into the Silver Lake bench by Turner. But that's kind of how you got to pick your poison if you're Silver Lake. If you play zone, there's going to be open shots of the perimeter for Collegiate. You play man, and it's going to be really tough to match up one-on-one. But the size and athleticism of Wichita Collegiate, 6'5", 6'3", 6'4", and long 6'5", 6'4", 6'3". Here's Hunter Rooks. Over to Miller, moving to our left. Miller to the foul line, stopped at the free throw circle, lobs it out to Dane Johnson. Dane drives. Well, Hezzy. Hesitation dribble again. Puts it to Miller. Pump fake for 3. Steps up to the foul line. Now to Dane. Dane going left. Good help defense by Collegiate. 6-3. Wichita Collegiate lead. 5:25 to go. First quarter of this 3A Boys State semifinal. Dane off balance in the lane. Misses. A little bit to the right. Pressured and couldn't square up. Here comes Jennings, who had a 3 earlier. A trailer. 3. Up and away. Batiste. He misses. And long rebound. Comes out to Kruger, and he is fouled in the backcourt by the Spartans. And it's on Landon Langston, who just checked in the ballgame, Wichita Collegiate. That's a second team foul, first one on Langston. He's a 6-foot junior. Here's the full court pressure by Collegiate. 5:11 to go, first quarter. Silver Lake trailing 6-3. Bergman gets it into the near corner to Rooks. Collegiate now switches off. And this is Maddox Drumright, a 5'11 junior, guarding Rooks. Silver Lake yet to make a substitution. Usually Womack will be the first one that comes off the bench for the Eagles, along with Kaysen Krause. Dane Johnson, one-on-one right now. Not a lot of screens being set by the Eagles. Far corner goes to Bergman. Bergman drives baseline. Cut off there. Gives it to Rooks. Open right of the lane. Misses from 12. He had a wide open look. I think he rushed it a little bit. He had time to settle into that one. One and done. Pull up 3 in transition. That one wide right. Missed everything by Hines Turner. Here come the Eagles. Batiste on the bench right now getting a breather. Their leading scorer at 20 a game at 41, which made him the single season scoring record holder for Collegiate. Here's a 3. Far corner Kruger. Back iron no. And a one-handed rebound by Jai Johnson. Also fresh off the bench for Wichita Collegiate. Loose ball foul called on the Eagles. On Joel Miller, that's his first in the first team foul on Silver Lake. Big thanks to Aiden Krentz running our camera. Liam Gerstner with our scoreboard and graphics here on the Silver Lake channel. And back in the studios, Hiawatha, Megan Sturton, our studio engineer for this 3A state semifinal. The winner plays for the championship at 2:30 against Heston of Burlington on Saturday. The loser will play for third tomorrow at noon. Off balance shot, missing, following his own shot and missing, then trying it a third time as Batiste just checked into the game. He goes 0-for-3. Krause is into the game for Silver Lake along with Womack. Miller also out there along with Rooks and Dane Johnson. That's the 5 for the Eagles in the maroon. Step back 3. Dane, yes! Oh, that was a smooth crossover and then step back. Dane Johnson with the triple, his 23rd of the year to tie the game. 6-6 tie. The Silver Lake off to a decent start here. Didn't want to get buried early. With it is Jai Johnson. He steps back, leans in, gets Womack in the air. Banker, no. Good rebound by Womack for the Eagles. Pass ahead to Rooks. Rooks brings it up near sideline from right to left. 6-6 tie, 3:20 to go first quarter. 3A boys, state semi from the Sports Arena Hutchinson. Krause goes in. He was tied up. Jump ball, and arrow points in favor of Silver Lake. Camden Kruger, the coach's son, set to come in. And going out is Joel Miller. Silver Lake, in essence, a seven-man rotation. We see Van Vactor a little bit to be an eighth player in the rotation. Guy Johnson checks out. Batiste is out there along with Hines Turner. Jennings out there as well. Inbounds to Dane with the three-pointer a moment ago. Dane now over 1,700 points in his career. 1,701, the all-time leading scorer and rebounder at Silver Lake in boys basketball history, passing Lon Kruger earlier this year. Over 600 rebounds. Dane has it near sideline. Hines Turner defending him. Now to Kruger. No shot clock at the 3A and below levels this year. Next year that'll change. Camden Kruger underhands it to Rooks. Silver Lake being patient. This shortens the game and it keeps the score lower because the Eagles more than likely aren't going to win a track meet. That's what Collegiate wants. Rooks hands it off to Dane Johnson. Silver Lake taking a little air out of the basketball right now. Dane driving. Little crossover against Turner, puts off the banker, and nearly got to go. Ball tipped out. Dane Johnson gets it. Krause tipped it out, kept it alive for Silver Lake. Here's Dane off the dribble, into the paint, throws up the banker, no. Rushed that one a little bit, and he knocks it away from Collegiate, gets it back, goes to Rooks with the pass. Now to Krause. Krause, high arcing rainbow three. That one, he'll know. Ball tipped up in the air, and getting the rebound is Hines Turner. Down the floor, leaking out. They try a lob, which was ill-advised. Way off the mark on Bond on the pass. Now Silver Lake one-on-one. Hines Turner against Dane. He flips it up and in! Oh! Circus shot by Dane Johnson. He'll go line. Chance of a three-point play. The Eagles up two. Hines Turner with the foul. That is his first third team foul on Collegiate. Silver Lake leading 8-6 in the early going. Dane Johnson's free throw up and short. That looked like a tired free throw because he has to expend so much energy to get open. Back the other way, attacking the goal. Missing is Hines Turner, but the blocking foul whistled against Hunter Rooks to our right. Hunter with his first and the second team foul for the Eagles. 1:58 to play first quarter. Silver Lake 8, they're the underdog in this game. And Collegiate, the number one seed, number one team in the state all year. Down by two, 8-6 Eagles. Free throw up and good by Hines Turner, who is a 69% foul shooter. He hit a three. Jennings hit a three. That's the two buckets, accounting for the 6 points, plus the free throw there by Hines Turner. He's a 6'5 senior, over 1,000 career points. He's been scored 30 or more twice this year, but he's done it four times. Jennings done it twice. We got three guys that can score in bunches. We are tied at 8. Here's Hunter Rooks. Silver Lake so far has handled the full court pressure by Collegiate. Got to watch a five count here by Hunter. Flips it to Krause. Krause goes baseline. Little floater. Flips it up and in. Cason Krause with the floater baseline. And Silver Lake back in front. 10-8 Eagles. Here's a pull-up J. It's money from 17 right side by Turner. Hard to challenge when he's 6'5 and can elevate that high on the jumper. 10-10 tie. Minute 24 to go. First quarter. Cross the Dragon logo at half court here at Hutchinson Community College, home of the Dragons. But today, tomorrow, and Saturday, home of the 3A and 4A state basketball tournaments. That's a change from previous years when it was just 3A. 4A was in Salina. Womack backing down his defender. Bond puts up a wild shot, but it goes right to Bergman like it was a pass. Bump fake. Bergman draws the contact, and Grady Bergman will go line for two free throws where he's a 75% foul shooter. Fouls on Shad Issa. That is his first, and it's the fourth team foul on the Spartans of Wichita Collegiate. Nate Schmidt, the head coach, in his first year took over for the legend Mitch Fiegel, who has coached 36 years, had 623 wins and 6 state championships for Collegiate, as Bergman makes the first free throw. Grady with 4 points. Last time Wichita Collegiate made state, 2023, they lost the first round. Prior to that, they made it in 2020. That was the COVID year. As they won the first round game against Colby, Grady Dick was on that team. Remember, he went to KU and now he's in the NBA. But they were supposed to play Beloit in the state semis, and then COVID called off the tournament, of course, or caused the tournament to be called off. and never got to see who was going to win the title that year. Here's a pull-up J, missing on the left side this time by Turner. And ball tipped out of bounds, last touch by, they say, Bergman. Silver Lake leading 11-10, 55 seconds to go in this first quarter. 3A boys state semifinal. Glad you could tune in tonight on 96.9 The Pulse. Also on that free MSC radio app, online, mscsports.net, and also on the Silver Lake channel, streaming live as we speak. Here is Tamari Jennings, hit a three earlier in the game. Silver Lake stays in a zone, a 2-3 look. This three skims off the cup there by Bond, rebounded by Bergman, and the Eagles have done a good job on the glass so far. And if you really want to squeeze the game a little bit, Dane Johnson, the ball knocked away, gets ahead to Bergman. Now the far sideline, Van Vactor, the sophomore, in for the first time for the Eagles. Silver Lake could go ahead and take the air out of the ball again and hold for the final shot of this first quarter. Dane gives it to Womack. Womack goes baseline, had it poked away, out of bounds, last touched by Silver Lake. Bergman said it was last touched by the boys in white, Wichita Collegiate. Didn't get the call. First turnover for Silver Lake. Both teams have done a good job of protecting the ball. Just one turnover on each team. So now Collegiate can hold for the final shot of the first quarter. 11-10. Silver Lake by one. 10th state appearance for Silver Lake, the 18th for Collegiate. Silver Lake has one state title back in 81. Collegiate has six state championships. They haven't won it since 2016, a 10-year drought for them. Here is Heinz Turner, a little push-off, no call. Jennings from about 27 feet to three, bouncing off, and a really good first quarter for Silver Lake. The Eagles, the underdogs, 11. The Spartans and Wichita Collegiate, the favorites, 10 at the end of one. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
It's the fourth quarter, and your life's moving fast. The clock is ticking on your financial future. But wait, here comes Coach Craig with Game Plan Financial. With 26 years of experience, he's drawing up the financial game plan to help protect your family, grow your savings, and prepare for retirement. And here's the big news, Topeka. Prudential finally has a local agent back in the game. So don't go into the financial season without a coach. Call Coach Craig today with Game Plan Financial and start building your winning financial game plan.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with Haven Krentz, Liam Gershner, studio engineer Megan Sturton, Wade Gershner back with you from the Sports Arena in Hutchinson at Hutchinson Community College. Silver Lake leading 11-10. We start the second quarter against the heavily favored number one seed Wichita Collegiate. The Spartans with the ball. Between the leg dribble, Heinz Turner, guarded by Van Vactor, lobs underneath. Nice pass. The shot up and off the window and good by Shad Issa, who shoots 68% from the floor. Here's the inbounds at Kruger, and a travel called on Kruger. And Shannon Kruger says, hey, my son was shoved with two hands, and that's why he traveled, but not going to win the argument there. So Collegiate with the lead, 12-11. Dane Johnson, 5 points and a three, 4 points for Bergman, and a bucket for Kaysen Krause off the bench. Just underway second quarter, 12-11. Collegiate in the white unis with the gold numerals outlined in the navy blue. They are the home team. Here's a three, up and good. Switched over Kruger is Heinz Turner. He has 10. That allows them to set up their full court pressure, 15-11. Here's the thing, you can play Collegiate really well for a while. The question is, can you avoid letting them go off and score a whole bunch of points in a short period of time? And then the turnover is always a problem, although this is another dead ball turnover, a travel on Hunter Rooks at the free throw circle. So back-to-back turnovers for Silver Lake, but they were not live ball turnovers. We talk about Silver Lake girls kill teams with the live ball turnovers and get transition easy buckets. That's what Collegiate do to you, too. They forced Wellsville into 29 turnovers on Tuesday in the first round of state. Got 36 points off those turnovers and scored 106 points. They've scored over 100 three times this year. Silver Lake stays in a 2-3 zone, stepping through. That might have been a travel. Here's a three launch from way downtown, and holy shnikes. Heinz Turner showing unlimited range. He has 13 and three threes. 18-11, Wichita Collegiate. In a span of a minute, Collegiate goes on an 8-0 run. That's how quickly it can turn. Couple of turnovers, Silver Lake. Coming up with no shot attempts, and Collegiate hitting a couple of threes. Here's Dane Johnson probing into the paint. Leans in, falls back, fade away, up, back iron, no. Rebound, Bergman, pump fake, flips it up with the right. That one tipped out short. Bergman chases down his own rebound. What hustle by Grady Bergman. Here's Womack, the lefty. Back to Bergman. Johnson has it in front of the Wichita Collegiate bench, far sideline. Dane, a little hezzy. Nothing there. Great job behind Turner. Moving his feet, cut him off. Now Kruger down the boulevard. Had it stripped, but a foul is called. Get him across the arm. Foul on the Spartans. I think it's on the floor. That's what Coach Schmidt is contesting. Foul is on Mason Bond. That is his first team foul. So Heinz Turner has 13 of Collegiate's 18. He averages 19 a game. Batiste hasn't scored. He's averaging
20. At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine
averaging 16. Here's Kruger to Miller. Miller right-hand dribble. Kicks it into the corner. This is Hunter Rooks. Hunter spins against Jennings. Now shoots over Jennings. Tough shot. Oh, halfway down and out. The iron unkind for Hunter Rooks. Here comes Heinz Turner. Being chased. Dane flies by him. A crossover three rolls off from the top of the circle by Heinz Turner trying to save it. Great hustle on the end line. Throwing off a Bergman, I think it was. Great job saving it there was Maddox Drumright, a 5'11 junior for Collegiate. He had 11 the other night in that 106-60 win over Wellsville. Only two teams have hung with Collegiate this year. Cape and Mount Carmel, number one team in 5A, beat Collegiate by 24. And an Andale lost by 8. Everybody else been blown out. Here's a 3, missing by Heinz Turner. Up high, elevating for the rebound is Grady Bergman. He rips down the board and gives it up to Dane Johnson. Dane might not get to rest at all tonight, and he will be out of gas at the end of the evening. Remember, Silver Lake doesn't win. They got to turn around and play for third tomorrow. If they win, they get tomorrow off and play in a championship on Saturday. A new quirk to the new format, and the new format has not been that popular based on all the people we've talked to this week. Here's Kruger out to Miller. A 3 up, and that one an air ball. Rebound on the weak side to Batiste. Batiste is in quiet, but he can explode any time. And now a bump and a foul called on Bergman out front, trying to cut off penetration. Bergman with his first team foul on Silver Lake. You're just tuning in. Silver Lake led 11-10 at the end of one. We've Collegiate with an 8-0 run. Silver Lake has not scored in the first 3 minutes and 52 seconds of this second quarter. 3A boys state semifinal. Winner of this game will get the winner of the next game between Heston and Burlington. Heston, the defending state champ. Firing away, Jennings, a 3 right of the key. No. Rebound is to Issa. He underhands it to a teammate. Now they swing it all the way left side. Batiste goes baseline, leans in against Bergman, flips it up. That rolls off the cup. And snatching the rebound is Camden Kruger. Here come the Eagles and the Maroon Unis moving from right to left. Kruger to Dane. He fakes the 3, steps in, flips it back, right corner, open 3. Kruger left it short. Hunter Rooks, the offensive rebound. Now Hunter's open, takes it from the corner, and splashes it. Hunter Rooks with the 3, his 23rd of the year, and Eagles within 4. 18-14, Wichita Collegiate. Collegiate has not been able to get out in transition very often. That is key against the Spartans. Nice crossover. And then the bounce pass by Drumright is off of Silver Lake and out of bounds into the Silver Lake girls basketball team is here supporting the boys. The girls winning last night in a grinder against Heston, 54-45. Kayla Haney with 29. Lady Eagles will play tomorrow at 3:30 against Holcomb. Of course, Silver Lake boys ended Holcomb's season on Tuesday in a first round of state in Salina. And now the girls will try to end the Holcomb girls season tomorrow in the state semifinals. Fifth straight year, the girls are in the state semi. Trying to go to state championship for the third straight year tomorrow. Missing the 3 from the far corner is Drumright. Rebound Silver Lake. Pass ahead to Johnson. He's undercut as he's trying to catch the pass. Silver Lake fans want a foul. No call. Collegiate gets it on the turnover. And then the outlet pass ahead deflected out of bounds in the scorers table below us by Camden Kruger. Silver Lake with 4 turnovers, Collegiate with just 2. Dane Johnson on the floor, Hunter Rooks along Camden Kruger, Drew Womack, and Joel Miller. 18-14, Wichita Collegiate. Here is Jennings turning on the Jets and misses on the angle drive left. But loose ball foul called on whom? I think it's on Collegiate. It's on Landon Langston. He's a key bench player for Collegiate. That's his second team foul. Just one team foul on Silver Lake with 3:58 to go before intermission. Silver Lake hanging in there, down just 18-14. Drew Womack set to trigger it in. This allows Collegiate to set up their full court pressure. Drumright back in for Langston. Womack finds Rooks. Silver Lake moves it from right to left, from west to east as the gym sits here at Hutch Community College. Hunter Rooks, good job handling the basketball. The junior point guard gives it to the senior star for Silver Lake. The leading scorer in 3A, that's Dane Johnson. Kruger had it knocked away, diving for it. Loose, Kruger tries to save it, deflected, goes off of Joel Miller. Getting right back, those Womack. Bounced past to Johnson. Back and forth they go. Dane, oh, what a crossover. Goes up strong, hits the deck. And Silver Lake fans can't believe there wasn't a foul. There was some contact. They let him play. Here comes Collegiate back the other way after the miss by Johnson. In the corner, Batiste, who's been extremely quiet, has not scored yet, averages 20 a game. Now Bond gives it up to Batiste. Drum right, back to Batiste. He drives, stops, pops off the dribble from the foul line. Line drives short. Great box out and a foul. Oh, Womack with a tremendous block out. And that forced Collegiate to go through the back and over the head of Womack. Easy call for the official. It's on Shad Issa. That's his second, team foul number 3 on Collegiate. Wichita Collegiate in the white unis. Spartans on the front in the navy blue, outlined in gold. Silver Lake in the maroon unis, their road uniforms, as they are the visitor on the scoreboard with the gold trim, gold eagles on the front, and the gold numerals. Checking out the ball game is Drumright. Back in is Jennings after a short breather. Silver Lake going up against this full court pressure. Gets it in to Rooks. It's a clear out, one-on-one. Rooks guarded there by Jai Johnson, who is a freshman. Rooks a junior. Rooks all the way to the cup and lays it in with the left. Counted on a foul. Hunter Rooks stepping up his game here in the state semis. Rooks more aggressive than he normally is offensively, and he has to be tonight. 18-16. That foul was on Batiste. That's his second, fourth team foul. It was 18-11. The Eagles now on a 5-0 run. Rebound Womack as Rooks missed the free throw. Here's Joel Miller. 18-16, Wichita Collegiate. They had an 8-0 run to take 18-11 lead. The Eagles have answered. Dane into the paint. Puts it out. Krause a three up and away. Almost banked it in. Rebounded there by Heinz Turner. Spartans want to run. Turner has Johnson on his heels. Leans in and scores. Man, he is a smooth operator. He has 15. 20-16, Wichita Collegiate. Here's a full court pressure. Krause fires ahead to Johnson, stolen by Heinz Turner. There's the first real turnover against the full court pressure in the backcourt for Silver Lake, their fifth turnover of the game. Stepping through, putting it up and in with the right hand is Jai Johnson. That was just 4 a game off the bench. Timeout, Silver Lake. We'll take it as well. Collegiate leading 22-16, back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, you're listening to the Giant Communications JB and Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on MSC Sports Radio Network. 2 minutes, 23 seconds to go, first half. 22-16, Wichita Collegiate with the lead. Silver Lake calling that timeout. Kruger inbounds it against this full court pressure of Dane Johnson. So Silver Lake, a couple of turnovers, and right away, Collegiate cashes in on those turnovers. They thrive on the opposition, coughing up the basketball. 22-16, Collegiate. Their biggest lead was 7 at 18-11. Posting up is Dane Johnson and Heinz Turner. He catches it on the near block, has his back to the bucket. He bounces the ball, turns in, kicks out into the corner, Rooks. Now Bergman on the baseline. Grady to the cutting Kruger. Left-hand layup, beautiful pass. Grady Bergman to Camden Kruger. 22-18. Heinz Turner lost the ball for a moment. Jennings picks it up, fires away, and misses the three. Man, he's not bashful. That was from a foot behind the three-point line. We're talking the college line. There's a high school line in white, the college line in red. And once again, it seems like every year you see the girls and boys, as there's a good pass by Rooks, but he jumped in the air, sliding in, taking the charge for the Spartans. And Rooks called for the offensive foul. That's his second, 16th foul for the Eagles, as it was Vaughn that slid over and took the charge. Hunter jumped in the air, drew the defender to where he had a, looked like it was going to be a layup, but the defender slid in and took the charge. That was a smart play by Wichita Collegiate. 22-18, Spartans with the lead. Here's Heinz Turner going to work. Into the corner, a three-pointer up and away by Vaughn. He misses, rebound Johnson. I'll tell you, Silver Lake's done a great job on the glass. Dane brings it up, guarded by Jai Johnson. Johnson versus Johnson, behind the back dribble. Senior Dane versus the freshman Jai for Collegiate. 1:05 to go, first half, 22-18, Collegiate with the lead. Kruger steps in, flips it up, foul on the floor before the shot, I do believe. But it doesn't matter, it's a 15 foul on Collegiate. That means two free throws for Camden Kruger and the Eagles. You do wonder, you got to work so hard defensively against Wichita Collegiate, and then on offense you got to work so hard because they're so long and athletic, and you just hope Silver Lake has enough gas in the tank to finish this game. They've expended a lot of energy, and when you notice that someone's tired, it's usually at the foul line as Camden misses the free throw. He's a 56% foul shooter, 22 of 40 on the year now. 1:03 to play, first half. Second free throw by Kruger, and that one well short and to the right. That one wasn't really even close. 22-18, clearing the rebound, Collegiate. Back the other way is Heinz Turner, and he's bumped and fouled by Dane Johnson. Dane with his first, and that is a third team foul on the Eagles with 58 seconds to play in the second period. Axtell boys in action on our sister station 92.1 KMZA in the 1A Division II state semifinals against Cunningham. That's in Emporia. Heinz Turner launches and misses off the heel. Nice rebound by Drumright. His pass tip, but Jennings comes away with a loose change. Back to Drumright. Drumright steps in, back out to Jennings. He shoots from the college line. This one rims out. Bergman a strong rebound. Outlet throws it away. Turner saves it. No, he stepped out of bounds. And so it's still Silver Lake ball. Almost a turnover by the Eagles. Well, when you make an outlet pass, after you get a rebound, you better make darn sure you're aware of where the Collegiate players are. That, and you have to come and meet every pass. Against a team that likes to press, you have to meet every pass. If you don't, it's two the other way. Here's Rooks in the backcourt. Silver Lake, six turnovers so far. Only one that's cost them 2 points directly in a live ball turnover situation. But for the most part, Silver Lake's done a good job against the pressure. 22-18 Collegiate. Here's Camden Kruger. Rooks with two fouls. Steps in, off the dribble, bounce pass to Bergman. Bergman has two defenders all over him. Now Rooks open from the wing. Three, yes! Hunter Rooks swishes the tray from the near wing, and the Eagles are down just one. 22-21. That's the third made three of the game for Silver Lake. The second for Rooks is 24th of the year, shooting almost 50% for downtown. 5 seconds on the clock. Heinz Turner into the far corner. Bond wide open, shoots the three, and swishes it to close out the first half. That's a huge play. His only points of the first half, Mason Bond, and it is halftime. Collegiate 25, Silver Lake 21. We'll be back with our Stock Grow Estate Bank halftime statistics. Coach Kruger talking to the official because Silver Lake was trying to give a foul there. They had a foul to burn, and the officials didn't call it. That allowed Collegiate to swing it and get a wide-open three in the corner. We've seen Coach Kruger and the Eagles deploy that strategy all year long. No matter what quarter you had a foul to burn, you try to foul and then shorten the amount of time they have to run an offensive set, but the official didn't blow the whistle on when Silver Lake was trying to foul on the perimeter, and Bond eventually had a wide open look and catches a three. 25-21, Collegiate at halftime. Stay tuned, our halftime show to come on the other side of this break. Back in 2.5 minutes, this is high school basketball on 96.9 The Pulse and the Silver Lake Channel.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home, transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile and MSC Sports Radio Network. It is time for our halftime statistics, brought to you by Socorro State Bank, serving our neighbors and friends for well over a century. Socorro State Bank can assist you with financing your land, crops, livestock, or equipment. Silver Lake led at the end of 1-11-10. Collegiate went on an 8-0 run in a span of just 60 seconds, took an 18-11 lead. Eagles cut it to 2-18-16. Collegiate would go back up 22-16. The Eagles had it down to 1-22-21 on Hunter Rooks' second three of the first half. But Mason Bond of Collegiate hits a three right before the buzzer in the corner. Gives Collegiate a 4-point lead at the break, 25-21. 15 points lead away for Sebastian Hines. Turner, 6'5 senior for Collegiate. Three threes. Bond with 3 points on a three. 3 points, Kamar Jennings on a three. A.J. Batiste, average of 20, had 41 the other night. He has not scored. He has two fouls. 2 points for Jai Johnson. 2 points for Shadi Issa. Wichita Collegiate, just two turnovers in that first half, and they were 2 of 2 from the foul line. Silver Lake didn't help themselves at the line. They were 2 of 7 from the stripe. They did make three threes. 2 by Hunter Rooks and 1 by Dane Johnson. Dane with 5 points, Hunter Rooks with 8 to lead the way, 4 for Grady Bergman, 2 for Cason Krause, and 2 points for Camden Kruger. Silver Lake with 6 turnovers in that first half. Collegiate 25, Silver Lake 21. Those are the halftime stats brought to you by Stockgrove State Bank. Back at 2.5 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse on the Silver Lake Channel.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional, VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Attention cattle producers, ready to put more performance in your pasture? The Rinkus Cattle Company 2026 Private Treaty Bull Sale is on now. Call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. These bulls are built for calving ease, growth, and the kind of durability that works in the real world. You want genetics that adds pounds and profit? It's time to take a look. Visit the bulls online at rinkuscattle.com, then call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. The Rinkus Cattle Company Private Treaty Bull Sale. Powerful bulls, proven genetics, and ready to work for you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to John Communications, JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by John Mobile and MSG Sports Radio Network. Halftown 3A Boys State Semifinal, Wichita Collegiate, the one seed, leading Silver Lake 25-21. The other 3A Boys Semifinal tonight, after this one here at the Sports Arena Hutch, at 8 o'clock, Heston, the defending champion at 25-2, will take on Burlington 23-4. Silver Lake will play the loser of that game tomorrow at noon, or they'll play the winner of that game for the championship on Saturday at 2:30. Class 4A girls championship is set. No surprise, Miege wins over Rock Creek 59-43. Bishop Miege will take on Hayden for the championship. Hayden knocked out the defending champ Wellington 50-45. Wellington and Rock Creek will play for third coming up on Friday tomorrow at 10:30 in the morning. Class 2A State Girls Basketball Tournament. It's Ellenwood and Sacred Heart in the championship. Sacred Heart beat Mound Ridge 69-56. Ellenwood, the number one seed, got by Eureka 50-47. Eureka and Mound Ridge for third place at 10:30 tomorrow in Emporia. Class 6A Girls State Championship, Blue Valley Northwest, the number 8 seed. They're the 13th seed in their sub-state. They now have an even record of 13-13 after winning two games of state. They've been the one seed the other day. They knock out Wichita East today 54-49. They'll take on Shawnee Mission South in the championship Saturday at 12:30 at Coke Arena, Wichita. Third place game will be Derby taking on Wichita East at 10:30 tomorrow morning in Wichita. 5A Boys, it's Seaman tonight at 6 o'clock, or going on now against Cape and Mount Carmel, who's undefeated 26-0, defending state champs. And Bonner Springs gets Topeka West later tonight at Coke Arena as well in the other 5A Boys semifinal. Class 1A Division 2 State Boys semifinals tonight is Axtell against Cunningham out in Emporia, and then later tonight, Hanover versus Lebo in Emporia. And certainly many people think it'll be Axtell and Hanover with the third meeting of the year between the two teams. They both have one loss, and each of those losses are to one another. Class 1A D1 State Boys Basketball Tournament, Central Plains South Central, going on now out in Dodge City, and then later tonight, St. John's Tipton out of Beloit taking on Norwich. So that's a look at all of the action so far today. Back with the second half in 1 minute. It's Wichita Collegiate 25, Silver Lake 21, here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gershner, Liam Gershner, Haven Krentz back with you along with student manager Macon Sturt, and we start the second half. Silver Lake and Maroon Unis with the gold numerals lettering and trim, moving the ball from left to right in this third quarter. Wichita Collegiate playing man-to-man in their home whites with the gold numerals outlined in the navy blue. To the right side, Camden Kruger. Collegiate leading by four, posting up near block. This is Dane Johnson. He backs down the smaller defender, Jennings, leans in, pump fake, waits for the defender to blow by. High anchor, banker off the glass is good by Dane Johnson. He has seven, and the Eagles are within two at 25-23. Back the other way, quickly scoring on the drive to the hoop is Batiste, who apparently the alarm clock went off, and now a turnover at Silver Lake, but then Dane Johnson gets it right back, throws it off the collegiate defender who slid and is on his rear end, on his back on the far side. Heads up play by Dane Johnson. And so the Eagles have the basketball. Collegiate, you know, is going to tighten the screws defensively, try to apply even more pressure with that full-court press of theirs. It's just full-court man-to-man. Silver Lake runs a line formation, far sideline, three-quarters court. They get it into Hunter Rooks. 27-23, Wichita Collegiate. Hunter Rooks with the dribble. Jennings all over him. Hands it off to Joel Miller. Silver Lake's been a 2-3 zone tonight. They can't afford to go man-to-man against Collegiate. They just don't match up athletically against them. Legions hit five threes. They're going to hit some of those. Dane spins. Had a ball poked away for a moment by Turner. Dane to the cutter, which is Rooks' high arcing floater in the lane. It's good. Rooks has 10, and it's 27-25. Collegiate's lead down to a deuce yet again. Now kind of a 3-2 zone look for Silver Lake with Camden Kruger at the top. A three up and away, missing by Batiste. The ball tipped out, and a loose ball foul called on Bond of Wichita Collegiate. That is his second. One thing I want to point out, is that Silver Lake now knows they can play with collegiate. Maybe they thought that all along, but if they didn't, they know they can. They proved it for 16 minutes. Can they do it for another 16? Bergman gets it into Rooks. You hear all about all the points they score, how they're blowing almost everybody out, and then you play them and you say, well, they're not as good as everybody says they are. We can play with these guys. We're only down four at halftime, and right now down two with 6:35 to go. And the game is lower scoring. We're pacing for a game in the 50s, which favors Silver Lake. Here's Bergman posting up against the smaller Jennings. Turns, had the ball stripped, but a foul called on Wichita Collegiate. I think they got Issa with his hand on the cookie jar. Issa's third, second team foul on Collegiate. Wichita Collegiate giving up just 47 points a game. They average 80, and they have just 27 right now, but they held Silver Lake to 25. Free throw, Bergman swishes it. Grady, 3 of 4 from the line. He has 5 points. You're listening to the Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on MSC Sports Radio Network, as we are with you, sitting right on the half-court line, second level, at the Sports Arena, Hutchison, streaming on the Silver Lake Channel, on the radio, 96.9 The Pulse, and the free MSC Radio app. Free throw, Bergman, he rattles it home, and we are tied at 27, and the longer the underdog hangs around, the better chance the underdog has. Out of control, drum right, down the lane, kicks it out in the corner of the ball. Now Kruger with a steal to Joel Miller. Joel being chased, pump fake, leans in, had it blocked cleanly by Turner. There's athleticism. Turner, one-handed, left-handed pass all the way down the floor. Vaughn missed the layup. Batiste followed. That doesn't go. He gets it again, puts it up and in. Batiste with his second bucket here in the third quarter. Boy, Silver Lake had a chance on a runout. Hines Turner, a good defensive play, and went the other way. That was a four-point swing. 29-27 Collegiate could easily have been Silver Lake up 29-27. Sometimes those little things can be the difference at the end of the day at this level. 5:45 to go, third quarter. Hunter Rooks guarded closely by Bond. Spartans stay in the man-to-man. They hardly play any zone. Camden Kruger angles right. Bounce pass near block. Posting up on the entry. This is Dane. Double team. Kruger open. A college three. Up and away. Bounces in! Camden Kruger gets the friendly roll here at the Sports Arena. And Hutch and Silver Lake's up one. As a nominee for the Mammoth play of the game, 30-29. Here's a three trying to answer Turner. He cannot. Rebound by Bergman. He slips and falls, but throws it right to Jennings on the deflection, and he scores. Yeah, you hate to save it underneath the other team's bucket. And now we have a stoppage of play by the officials. Might be a delay of game warning. We shall see. The Silver Lake led for a moment at 30-29. Now 31-30 Collegiate. 5:08 to go, third quarter. Silver Lake right there. Silver Lake trying to add to the only state title that they have had at boys basketball back in 1981. They were 30 years ago. Upset Lake in the first round. Lost a tough one by 6 to Goodland in the semis. And then won the third place game against Galena. Won the first round game this year on Tuesday in Swan against Holcomb by 10. In a game that they struggled offensively but found a way to win thanks to their D. Right now the D's keeping a minute. 31-30 Collegiate. Kruger to Miller. Pump fake on the three. Gets by Batiste. Batiste pokes away from behind with a quick hand. Stolen. Turner has it ahead to Batiste. Batiste goes all the way, goes by Rooks and scores. And Batiste, it's like all of a sudden, like I said earlier, it's kind of like the alarm clock went off. He didn't really seem to be aggressive at all. He just kind of out there offensively. He scored 41 the other night, all-time single-season points record holder at Collegiate, which is saying something. Hunter Rooks, behind-the-back dribble, beats Drumright. Down the lane, goes up, blocked by Drumright. Then Rooks got it back on the deflection, but he was standing out of bounds. Good defense by Wichita Collegiate. Spartans lead by 3, 33-30. Collegiate has all five of their timeouts remaining. Silver Lake has 4 of their 5 in their back pocket. 4:28 to go, third quarter. And we saw Collegiate leading 33-30. Collegiate has hit 5 threes all in the first half. Silver Lake has made 3 triples, 2 by Rooks, 1 by Kruger, and also 1 by Dane Johnson. They have 4, 3 in the first half. 33-30 Collegiate. Jai Johnson, the freshman, gives it up. This is Langston. Flips it back out. Here's a three on the way by Jennings, and he splashes it from the near side. Jennings with 8. He has a weird delivery on the shot, and now Jennings trying to save it, but he stepped out of bounds there in the far corner. 36-30 Wichita Collegiate. They made 6 threes now. Jennings shoots the ball with 2 hands, but it's to the left of his head, above his left shoulder. It's very awkward, and he also doesn't really fully square up. But it works for him. He's hit over 63s this year. Here's Rooks being pressured in the backcourt. Lita trying to turn up the defensive intensity. Rooks got to watch a 10 count, and he gets a constant timeline, but that takes a lot of energy and effort. And you just wonder, can Silver Lake, do they have enough gas to get to the finish line? Rooks flips it over to Bergman. Bergman back to Hunter. He drives left into the corner. Krause, baseline drive, throws up a tough shot, misses, ball tipped out, loose. Heinz Turner, pass ahead of the pack. This is Jennings, lays it up and in, and Silver Lake might be thinking timeout. There it is, timeout, Coach Kruger. Jennings with 10, which sucks lead to their biggest lead of the night. It's 38-30 Spartans. Back in 1 minute here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow. There's no beef like Next Gen. Visit nextgenbeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on MSC Sports Radio Network. Wade Gershon, Liam Gershon, Haven Krentz with you here at the Sports Arena in Hutchinson. 3A Boys State Semifinals, Heston and Burlington coming up next tonight. Winner of that game, play the winner of this one for the championship Saturday afternoon at 2:30. The loser of that game will play the loser of this one for third tomorrow. Quick turnaround at noon. 38-30, Wichita Collegiate on 9-0 run. Silver Lake led for about 15 seconds at 30-29. Collegiate apparently upset, went on a 9-0 run, keyed by a three by Kamari Jennings. Coach Kruger calling the timeout just a moment ago. He has three remaining. Dane Johnson to Grady Bergman. They swing it right side. This is Womack. Kruger off a screen. Can't get off the three. He penetrates, drives, the scoop, left it short. Ball tipped out. It's loose. Diving for, oh, thinking about it and letting it go is Dane Johnson. He thought it was touched by Wichita Collegiate. Dane really probably couldn't get to it in time. That was his best chance to get possession. They say it was last touch by the boys in the maroon jerseys. So Silver Lake in the maroon down by 8, 38-30. Collegiate in the white uniforms moving from right to left. Across the 10-second line is Heinz Turner. 15 points all in the first half. 3 three-pointers. He is a heck of a player. Here's a step back. 2-pointer. Foot was on the line. It's an air ball. Goes out of play. And the Eagles get it back. Well, a critical juncture in this game right now. Eagles down 8, 2:58 to go in the third quarter. Full court pressure by Collegiate. Grady Bergman into Camden Kruger. Camden crosses half court to our right. Reverses field. Angles right. Spin dribble. Got to watch a 5 count. Jennings knocked away for a moment and then knocked away again and a foul called. Spartan fans not happy, but there was some contact. Kruger was playing with fire there, though. A little bit of a loose dribble, and it was knocked away, and he's lucky that eventually he got fouled. But Heinz Turner, his second, and it is the third team foul of the third quarter. None on Silver Lake so far in this third stanza. 2:44 to play, third quarter. Wichita Collegiate 38, Silver Lake 30. Silver Lake in the state semifinals for the second consecutive year. Sixth time in school history. Inside Bergman goes to work against Drumright, and he traveled. He went up, and then he came back down. No, they're going to say a jump ball instead. So not a travel, but still the arrow goes to Collegiate, so it certainly feels like a turnover for Silver Lake. But it is a dead ball turnover. Silver Lake Lady Eagles, they're 26-1. They'll be in the semis tomorrow for the fifth consecutive year, and if they win tomorrow, they'll be in the state championship game for the third consecutive year. They'll play Holcomb, who's 25-2. That's tomorrow at 3:30. We'll have it for you on 96.9 The Pulse. In a Silver Lake channel. Here's Turner driving, blocking foul as he went a back cut baseline. Womack called for the foul and a chance for Collegiate to go up 11. Heinz Turner was 17. He just made a quick little jab step out and then got by the defender on the backdoor cut baseline and Womack fell for it, called for the foul. That's his first team foul. Turner was 17. He has been the star of this game so far. Averages almost 19 a game and he swishes the free throw. And he has 18 in this one. 41-30, Wichita Collegiate on a 12-0 run. Silver Lake led 30-29, and Collegiate came right back, 12 unanswered. 2:19 and ticking third quarter. Here is Dane Johnson, the senior. Crossover. Heinz Turner moves his feet, says, bring it. Dane has it poked away by Heinz Turner. Well, it's hard to get by. 6 foot five and length. Long wingspan for Turner. He switches off now on Womack. Womack probes, steps through, goes up strong. Had it blocked, hits the deck, no foul. Jai Johnson throws it up, trying to save it behind his back. It is, but it's stolen by Dane Johnson as Jennings saved it. Dane going all the way to the cup to our right. Score it! Count it! And a chance for the and one! Dane Johnson to the rescue! Dane with nine. And the Eagles needed that in a desperate way. Just a fourth turnover for Wichita Collegiate. 41-32. That ends a 12-0 run for Collegiate. Batiste back into the ballgame. He has 6 points all in this third quarter. The Dane to the line. 75% foul shooter. Free throw up, and he buries it. He has 10 double figures for the 53rd time in his last 54 games. 41-33, Wichita Collegiate. Minute 45 to go in the third. Silver Lake defensively. See what they're doing. Looks to be, looks like it's man right now. But helping, here's a floater in the lane, missing by Jennings, rebound by Essa. And then Batiste tried to put it away from behind on Dane, couldn't get it dislodged. Dane brings it up, cross half court, little crossover dribble, has it. Three-point line extended to the right. He angles left in the lane, stops, pops, left it short. Usually makes that little fadeaway, and now a foul is called. My goodness, what was that? They called a foul on Grady Bergman. Way back in the backcourt, after all the contact they've allowed at the rim, Brady called for the ultimate nickel and dimer. That's his second team foul. Shouldn't matter too much, as Spartans did have possession of the ball. Minute 12 to go in the third. 41-33 Collegiate. Silver Lake standing tall for the number one team in the state. The heavy favorite to win 3A this year. The only loss to undefeated defending state champion 5A, Capen Mount Carmel. Here's Batiste. Steps through, leans in, and scores. Oh, tremendous little English on the ball. Backspin. And A.J. Batiste looks like a guy that's so good that he can just flip a switch. 43-33 as he just took the Eagles off the dribble, off the bounce, and scored. 43-33. Like, he was saving energy for the fourth quarter. Here's Dane. Into the corner. Womack. High arcing three for the lefty. Misses. He's only made three threes this year. Heinz turned to the rebound. He's looking for the home run ball. Not there. He'll walk it up the floor from right to left. 28 seconds and ticking third quarter. 43-33 Wichita Collegiate with the lead. Their biggest lead has been 11 so far. Now a foul on Dane Johnson. Out there against Heinz Turner. Oh, wait a minute. We got a technical foul. What's the call here? We are waiting. They sort it out. Silver Lake's going to have the basketball. Well, actually, we'll see here. Dane gets the foul. That's the second. And Dane Johnson just got a T. So that's a team foul as well. So Dane got a personal foul, then must have said something, got called for a T, so that's a third. So he gets a second foul, then his third foul because of the T, second on the personal foul, third on the T. They both count as team fouls. Heinz Turner to the line. He missed the first, but he makes the second. So he has 19, and Collegiate has the ball, leading 44-33. This matches our largest lead of the night. Well, you know, Dane wants to win a state championship so badly. That's obviously his last chance to do so. He is a senior. Last year, Silver Lake got all the way to the semis, lost to Goodwin, took home third place. Dane had a monster state tournament. So now Silver Lake with a 2-3 zone look with Van Vactor at the top along with Rooks. Johnson along the bottom, Bergman in the middle, and Womack on the other side on the baseline. 8 seconds to go in the third. Collegiate leading 44-33. Here's Jennings, lobs it, and going for the alley-oop is Batiste. They got knocked away, putting it up and scoring to beat the buzzer is Shad Issa. Well, the Eagles defended on the lob on the back screen, but they couldn't secure the rebound. Issa, the loose change, puts it in to beat the buzzer. 46-33, Collegiate into three, back in 1 minute from Hutch on 96.9 The Pulse.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless, but the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on MSC Sports Radio Network. Silver Lake took a lead on a three-point shot by Camden Kruger early in that third quarter, 30-29. Wichita Collegiate has scored 17 in the last 21, a 17-4 run. And they have the largest lead of the night, 46-33, as a foul called on the far sideline in front of the Silver Lake bench on Collegiate. It is on Jennings. That's his first team foul early on in this fourth quarter. So the Eagles down by 13, a largest deficit of the day. Inbounds is to Womack, the southpaw. Lobs it for Dane, who had a technical foul a moment ago. Dane going to work against Jai Johnson. Leans in. Dane puts it up. Had it partially blocked. Dane gets it back. Power dribble. Leans in. Puts it up. That won't go. Dane gets it a third time and does score. Dane with 12. Persistence pays off, and it's 46-35, Wichita Collegiate, who's blown out everybody except Andale, as they won that one by 8, and they lost to Cape and Mount Carmel, number one team in the state in 5A. Collegiate 6 state championships, favored to win a 7th, but Silver Lake's getting all they can handle so far. Here is Jennings wearing the white headband, flips it to Batiste. Batiste steps through, flips it up, misses, and a blocking foul. He's trying to take the charge, was Kason Krause. He's going for the personal, that's his first. Boy, but Batiste has an extra gear, and he just chose not to utilize it at all. He just kind of deferred, but Heinz Turner carried most of the weight in the first half. Turner with 19, 15 in the first half. Batiste did not score a point in the first half. He has 8 in the second. He had 41. He set the single-season scoring record here at Wichita Collegiate the other night with 41 against Wellsville in the 106-60 win. And that's saying something, because there's been some amazing players that play at Wichita Collegiate. Grady Dick, back in 2020, did as a freshman and went to academy school. As Batiste misses both free throws, and then Issa called for a push trying to get the offensive rebound. So that would be Issa's fourth. So Batiste misses both free throws. He's a 73% foul shooter. Issa, with 4 points, will check out. This 6'4" senior. Second team foul. Here's a full court pressure and a turnover. Heinz Turner, who's intended for Johnson. Womack on the pass, stolen by Turner. Turner gets it to Jennings. Jennings angles left, now veers back to his right and backs it out. Clock the friend of Collegiate now. Under 7 to play, fourth quarter, 46-35. Silver Lake, they led by 1 at the end of the first quarter. Collegiate led by 4 at half. Now Batiste puts the D and scores again. There he goes. He's got 10. Like I said, he has absolutely activated the aggressive mode. 48-35, and nobody's been able to slow him down the second half driving to the hoop. Silver Lake trail by 4 at half. Here's Hunter Rooks, a 3, up and away. They needed it, and Hunter Rooks rattles it home. Hunter with 13, his third 3, the fifth 3 for Silver Lake, and it's 48-38. Eagles down by 10. They need more of that. Silver Lake, Dane Johnson coming out to guard. Heinz Turner has it at the front court. Checks with the officials to see if they reset the 5 count. They do. Heinz Turner gets by Dane. Flips it up in the lane. The banker, no. Rebound, Dane Johnson. Not sure if that's a shot. Coach Nate Schmidt won in his first year. Silver Lake ended his season a year ago, Nate Schmidt, as he was the head coach of Lakin. As a blocking foul is called, Dane getting into the paint. Off the drive. Foul, Maddox Drumright. That's his first 13 foul. Silver Lake upset Lakin a year ago in the first round of the state tournament here in Hutch, and Nate Schmidt was a head coach at Lakin, over 200 wins overall in his career, and he became the head coach at Collegiate, taking over for the legend Mitch Beagle, who won 623 games in 36 years and 6 state titles. Here's Bergman, off the bounce, leans in, can't finish. Grady gets it back, tries again, counted and won! Grady Bergman with 8! He continues to be a beast on the offensive glass, and the Eagles got it down to 8.
So the foul is on Batiste. That is his third. Fourth team foul already on Collegiate. So just one team foul on Silver Lake. So from here on out, the final 5 minutes and 54 seconds, Silver Lake will be shooting free throws for every foul called on Collegiate. Bergman, free throw. He's 4-5 from the line. Make it 5 of 6. He has 9. And it's 48-41. The Eagles are down 13 on a 6-0 run. Angling right is Jennings. Gives it up to Batiste. Picked up there by Rooks. And Rooks strips it away. Grady Bergman with the loose ball. Great defense by Hunter Rooks. Here's Hunter. Brings it up to the near side. Crossover to his left. Almost stumbled. Pressure defense on the ball there applied by Drumright. Wichita Collegiate in the white unis. Silver Lake in the maroons. They're moving to our right. From east to west here at Hutch. And a pass through the hands of Kruger goes to Heinz Turner. Turnover Silver Lake. Just their 10th. Jennings, the awkward three, missing a little bit left. And Bergman alone for the rebound. Jennings picks up Rooks. 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Silver Lake hanging in there. Only down 7, 48-41. Collegiate's biggest lead has been 13 at 48-35. Here's Kruger, catches at high post. They're looking for Johnson, who's posting up on Turner. They get it to Dane, but he's pushed out almost to the corner in three-point line. Dane slips and falls, and a travel called on Dane Johnson. Well, Heinz Turner, he's 6'5". He's got the long wingspan, and he also looks to be a pretty strong dude from where we're sitting. And he drew the assignment of guarding Dane Johnson. Dane's expended a ton of energy, but he has been able to score 12, including a three. Over 1,700 points in his career, 1,710 to be exact, the all-time leading scorer at Silver Lake, as you know by now, watching the channel all year long. Here's Heinz Turner. Lost it, loose on the floor. He picks it back up. Here is Jai Johnson. Going to work here is Landon Langston. Now back to Kamari Jennings, a 5'9 junior. 4:25 and ticking fourth quarter, 48-41 Collegiate. Heinz Turner back to Jennings. Goes to work against Rook. Steps in off the bounce. Shoots and bounces in from the foul line. Jennings with 12. Batiste with 10 and 19 for Heinz Turner. Timeout, Wichita Collegiate. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. 50-41. You're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on MSC Sports Radio Network. If you tune in a little bit late, Silver Lake led at the end of one, 11-10. Collegiate led 22-21. Mason Vaughn hit a three to beat the buzzer from the corner on the far side to give him a four-point lead at the break, 25-21 in favor of Collegiate. Silver Lake had a brief 30-29 lead on a three-pointer by Camden Kruger. And then Wichita Collegiate went on a 17-4 spurt to take a 46-33 lead at the end of three. They pushed it back to 13 again at 48-35. Silver Lake on a 6-0 run made it 48-41. But Jennings' little jump shot rolls in from 15, and Wichita Collegiate now leads 50-41 with 4:10 to play. Silver Lake girls tomorrow in the state semis against Holcomb at 3:30. We'll have it for you here on 96.9 The Pulse and the Silver Lake Channel. Behind the back dribble by Dane Johnson. He moves the ball left to right across the timeline. Here at the Sports Arena in Hutchinson. Heston Burlington, the next semifinal tonight. That's the defending champ. Johnson posting on the near block. Waiting for everybody to clear out. No double. Now the double comes. Dane steps through. Nothing there. Heinz Turner. And Dane keeps working and banks it in. Well, Dane took about five little moves, but always kept a pivot foot. It's 50-43. Silver Lake within seven again with 3:38 to play. Three possession game. Now Collegiate, we'll see if they try to milk the clock. Collegiate, the low point mark for them this year, 54 against Andale, and they won that game 54-46. Right now, 50-43. Eagles defense has kept them in it. Here is Jai Johnson, open, three-pointer from the side. Langston missed everything, an air ball. Eagles, I think, content as long as it's not Heinz Turner, Jennings, or Batiste shooting the ball. They'll take it. Here's Kruger, brings it up into the forecourt to our right. Being hounded there by Drumright. Camden picks up the dribble. Fires at Dane Johnson. Silver Lake, three timeouts remaining. Wichita Collegiate has four. Heinz Turner picks the pocket of Dane Johnson, and here comes showtime to our left. Heinz Turner, two-hand jam. Heinz Turner with 21 as he picks the pocket of Dane Johnson. 52-43, Wichita Collegiate. And now an offensive foul called on Bergman, setting a screen in the backcourt to free up Dane, who's being hounded in the backcourt. So it's on Erdman. That's his third, and that is the second team foul on Silver Lake. 13 turnovers for the Eagles. So 52-43, Wichita Collegiate, 2:41 to go. Heinz Turner backs it out. No shot clock this year at the 3A level at state. That'll change next year. Silver Lake's got to get out of a zone. They got to play man-to-man. They played zone most of the night, 2-3, a 3-2. They played a little bit of man. Here's Rooks all the way out on Heinz Turner. Heinz Turner playing a little keep away with Rooks. He's a good ball handler, 6'5" senior. Lobs it to Jai Johnson off the bench, a freshman, and he is fouled by either Bergman or Johnson. Take your pick. Either way, it'd be number four. Bergman and Johnson each with three personal fouls. It's on Bergman. That's his fourth. Well, win or lose, Silver Lake will play another game. If they lose, they'll play for third. Quick turnaround tomorrow at noon. If they win, then they will play for the championship on Saturday at 2:30. Right now down 9 with 2:08 to go, and now a bad pass by Turner picked off by Womack. Now that's what Silver Lake needs, the mistakes by Collegiate. Womack, and now he throws it away. Bond with the steal, lobs it ahead. This is Drumright, gives it up to Jennings. Ada blocked by Womack. Rebound Drumright. Goes back up and a foul on the floor. Drew Womack with the block shot for Silver Lake. Great hustle. Preserved 2 points for the moment. Hunter Rooks called for the foul, though, as they got the rebound off the block shot attempt. It's a 52-43 Collegiate. 1:54 to go here in the state semifinals. Second straight year Silver Lake's in this round. Collegiate, last time they made state, 23, lost the first round to Marysville. Cameron Kirk slips and falls. Silver Lake trying to jump and trap, force a turnover or a foul. Heinz Turner handles it, breaks the pressure, flips it to Jennings. He doesn't take the three. Jennings playing keep away, comes all the way out near midcourt. Johnson trying to foul. They didn't call it. Now Bond retreats, has it left wing extended. Lobs all the way out front at the Dragon logo here at Hutch. This is Heinz Turner. Silver Lake trying to foul, but they can't catch up to Heinz Turner. And now Bergman gives it up, and that's his fifth. So Grady just fouled out of the ball game, which is an unselfish play by Grady. He could have been, hey, I'm not going to foul. I got four fouls. He gives it up for the betterment of the team. He's been a great leader on this team this year, him and Dane, among others. So Grady Bergman finishes the night with 9 points. And Coach Kruger will have time to decide who's going to come in. It will be Kaysen Krause, the sophomore. 1:22 to play in this one. Collegiate 52, Silver Lake 43. I tell you, Silver Lake has given Collegiate all they can handle tonight. It's been a tremendous effort. There is no doubt, no disrespect to Silver Lake, but if you look at these two teams athletically and the size and the length, the wingspans of Collegiate, you'd say Silver Lake has no chance. They did have a chance, and they played very well, and they pushed Collegiate here tonight. Turner with 22. He's been the star of the game. He has three threes, 5 of 6 from the line. He's been the difference in the game. His defense on Dane Johnson has been superb. Second free throw. He misses this one. Rebounded there. And then thrown away. Womack had it. And then he threw it to Rooks. He didn't come meet the pass. And as we said, you don't come meet the pass. It is trouble. And 14 turnovers for the Eagles. Minute 13 to go. 53-43. And the Wichita Collegiate Spartan fans now can feel victory is in the near future. 73 seconds to play. Silver Lake led by one at the end of one, down only four at halftime. They led 30-29 in the third on a three by Camden Kruger, and then Collegiate found another gear. They went on a 17-4 spurt to lead by 13 at the end of three. Silver Lake, the closest they've been able to get has been 7 here in the fourth at 50-43. We'll go ahead and keep it here as a 30-second timeout. Minute 13 to go, 54-43 in favor of Collegiate. Once again, the Silver Lake girls in action tomorrow. They will take on Holcomb. Halstead, undefeated defending state champions. They will play a semifinal tomorrow at 1:30 against Osage City, who's 24-3 in their three losses without their best player when she was hurt, Caitlin Boss. With her in the lineup, they're undefeated. Osage City's really good. Osage City, Halstead tomorrow at 1:30. Silver Lake girls, Holcomb at 3:30. And we'll have it for you. Silver Lake girls against Holcomb. Silver Lake 26-1, Holcomb 25-2 on the Silver Lake channel. 96.9 to full speed game at 3:15 tomorrow. And we will have the Silver Lake boys. It looks like they'll play for third tomorrow at noon. So Jennings with 13 points, couple of three-pointers. Second free throw by Jennings is good. He has 14, 55-43, Wichita Collegiate. So So we'll have that game for you. Silver Lake will take on either Burlington or Heston. The loser of the Burlington-Heston semifinal, which is next year at Hutch. Probing is Brooks, and he tries to fire it outside. It's stolen by Bond, or excuse me, stolen by Drumright, and then Bond with the layup on the other end. He has five. And the final score is not going to show how close this game really was. 57-43 collegiate. Here's Kaysen Krause, 48 seconds to play. Silver Lake gave him their best chance, the best shot. That's all you can ask. Here's Krause, a college three, off the heel. Long rebound to Kaysen. Kaysen fires at the Kruger. Kruger shoots over Heinz Turner, his three bouncing off. And rebounded there by Drumright. Comes out to Bond. 32 seconds to go. He's fouled by Womack. That's Drew's second. 15 foul. And Collegiate will be shooting free throws with 32 seconds to play. So Wichita Collegiate moving on to the state championship game. And shot 63% against Wellsville in the first round. Scored 106 points. Had 50 points in the first half. Just 57 in this game with 31 seconds to go. Silver Lake's defense kept them in it. Collegiate averaging 80 a game. Well below that. As missing the free throw is Bond, who had a key three to close out the first half to beat the buzzer and make it 25-21. Drew Womack, Kaysen Krause come out. Ben Renfro in the game along with Joel Miller. Dane Johnson out there along with Camden Kruger and Hunter Rooks. So the boys, Silver Lake, will take on the loser of Burlington Heston tomorrow for third at noon. As Bond misses both, or misses the free throw, both free throws, but loose ball on the rebound try off of Silver Lake. 31 seconds to go, and we'll see if the Eagles foul or not. Here's Heinz Turner. Dane guarding him. Rooks comes over the trap. Now Jennings, a 5'9 junior, who'll be back next year. Ball poked out of bounds. It stays with Collegiate on the near side, front of the scorer's table near midcourt. Silver Lake will fall to 21-7. Their six-game winning streak comes to an end. Collegiate will win their eighth in a row and improve to 26-1, and will go for their seventh state championship in school history tomorrow at 2:30 against the winner of Heston-Burlington. Heston, the defending champion. And Silver Lake, I tell you, they stood tall. They stood toe-to-toe with the favorite in this boxing ring, and it had to go the distance, but Collegiate comes away victorious. Your final score, Wichita Collegiate, as they dribble out the clock, the Spartans 57, Silver Lake Eagles 43, and for the second straight year, Silver Lake will have to play for third place, and they will have to have a quick turnaround tomorrow at noon against either Burlington or Heston. Collegiate will move on to take on the winner of Burlington-Heston in the championship tomorrow at 2:30, as I mentioned, as Collegiate wins it by a final of 57-43. You're listening to the Giant Communication, JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile and MSC Sports Radio Network. We'll take a 2.5-minute timeout. We'll be back with the stats and more here on 96.9 The Pulse in the Silver Lake Channel.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your Internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle. Your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building, serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction. Proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at State.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to the Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on MSC Sports Radio Network, as Wichita Collegiate is victorious tonight by a final of 57-43. Let's go through all the numbers for you, brought to you by Stockgrove State Bank, serving our neighbors and friends for over a century. Stockgrove State Bank can assist you with financing for land, crops, livestock, or equipment. Well, Collegiate jumped out early 3-0, led 6-3. Silver Lake would take an 8-6 lead, a 10-8 lead, and led 11-10 at the end of one. Collegiate would go on an 8-0 run to lead 18-11. Silver Lake cut 2 at 18-6. It was 22-21
with your personal after insurance.
Hunter Rook's three-pointer. But then Wichita Collegiate hit a 3 to beat the buzzer in the far corner by Mason Bond. That was a big shot going into the locker room. Collegiate led intermission 25-21. Silver Lake, though, would come back. They would take the lead 30-29 just for a brief moment on a three-pointer that bounced in for Camden Kruger. Please be careful. Thank you. 30-29, Silver Lake took the lead. But then Wichita Collegiate, as if they activated a switch, went on a 17-4 spurt and led 46-33 at the end of three. Silver Lake would beat out 48-35, a Hunter Rooks three, a three-point play by Grady Bergman made it 48-41. Collegiate went up 50-41. Eagles cut to 7 with 3:38 to play, 50-43, but that would be as close as they get as Collegiate ends the game on a 7-0 run to win it 57-43, game closer than the final score may indicate. Silver Lake was 6 of 11 for the foul line, and Collegiate was 8 of 14. Collegiate made 6 threes, and Silver Lake made 5 threes tonight. Collegiate was led by Hines Turner with 22. He was fantastic. He had 3 threes, 5 of 7 from the line. Mason Bond had 5 points for Collegiate. A.J. Batiste, none in the first half, 10 in the second. Kamari Jennings added 14, 11 in the second half. He hit 2 threes, 2 for 2 from the line. 2 points for Jai Johnson, a freshman, 4 points for Shad Issa for Collegiate, who had 6 turnovers in the game. Silver Lake 15 tonight. And the Eagles led by Dane Johnson with 14, his lowest output of the year for Dane, but he does have 1,712 points in his career now, over 1,700. He had three, is 1 of 2 from the line, but he had to work for every single bucket against the athletic and long wingspan of the 6'5 senior, Sebastian Hines-Turner, who guarded him all night long. Dane, the senior, finishes with 14. Hunter Rooks had 13 points, 8 in the first half, 5 in the second. He had 3 three-pointers. Grady Bergman, 9 points, 5 of 6 on the line. Once again, did a great job on the glass. 2 points for Cason Krause and 5 points for Camden Kruger, including a three-pointer that gave Silver Lake a brief lead there in the third quarter. As Silver Lake falls to 21-7, Collegiate improves to 26-1. Collegiate in the championship tomorrow at, Saturday will be the championship for Collegiate, as they will take on in that title game either Heston or Burlington. They will play each other in the second semifinal here in 3A and Hutch in a little bit. Loser of that game will play tomorrow at noon against Silver Lake for third place. Big thank you to all our sponsors on 96.9 The Pulse. We are going to bid you adieu on the radio. For those of you that are still with us on the Silver Lake channel, we are going to take a timeout, and we'll come back with the Mammoth Play of the Game, the Next Gen Assist of the Game, the I Got Cards Player of the Game, and the Skill Sounds Hardware Flooring Rock of the Game. All of our channel brought to you by our title sponsor, Schwartz Investment Partners at Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your retirement financial goals without the hidden surprises. Once again, your final score here from Hutchison, Collegiate 57, Silver Lake 43. Huge thank you to studio engineer Megan Sturton on 96.9 The Pulse. Once again, stick with us here on the Silver Lake channel. You've been listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on MSC Sports Radio Network. good day from Hutch. Tomorrow we'll have the Silver Lake Girls on 96.9 The Pulse at 3:15 in the state semis against Holcomb. Good day from Hutch here on 96.9 The Pulse.